Every dream that you have, every dream that I have, it comes with a price tag. And are you willing to pay the price to obtain the dream? Now, for many of you, if you want more appointments, and I know you probably do, all you need to do is create more conversations, guys. That's it. Even a salesperson without a ton of skill, if they talk to enough people, they'll eventually find somebody who wants to do business with them, whether it's buy, sell, or invest in real estate, no doubt about that. So if you want more appointments, just create more conversations. By the way, if you want more contracts...
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling, but it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is No Broke Months.
Sean Kokoschka is a billion-dollar agent, having sold more than 4,000 homes in his 28-year career, achieving the coveted status of top 100 REMAX worldwide and top 100 Keller Williams worldwide. He's also the former president of Keller Williams MAPS Coaching and MAPS Business Training and the founder of Icon Coaching. In this interview, Sean will talk about habit formation and how it is vital for your business's success.
My name is Dan Roshan, and I'm the host of the No Broke Months podcast, which is a show for real estate agents that's designed to help you have no broke months. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show. Hello, consistent, predictable income community. Today, I have the privilege of being joined with Coach Sean Kokoschka from Icon Coaching. And if you don't know Sean, I'm surprised, first of all. Secondly, a little bit about Sean. He's a billion-dollar agent, right? So, you know, we're not talking million, you know, that's a $1,000 million agent right there. He sold more than 4,000 homes in his 28-year career. He's also has had the privilege of first owning his company, Icon Coaching. He was also the president of MAPS Business Training and MAPS Coaching with Keller Williams Realty, and then also had lots of great success with REMAX before Keller Williams. And now with EXP, Sean, welcome. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Dan. Thanks so much for having me today, man.
It's my pleasure. Yeah. Sean and I are going to talk about how forming a habit is vital to your success as a real estate agent, and really, quite frankly, in business, and even more, quite frankly, just as a human being, right? So, you know, habits lead to success, and that's what Sean and I are going to talk about today. So, Sean, welcome, and thank you for joining me.
It's my pleasure, Dan. Thank you for having me, bud.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
It's going to be a great conversation today. I'm excited.
Yeah, so we were talking about football before we got started here. You can, if you're listening on the audio, Sean's got a whole room full of football signed from NFL players behind him. And before we get started in the conversation, Sean, what got you interested in collecting those footballs? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, quite honestly, as a coach, as a consultant, I recognize that it's all about mastering the fundamentals, right? And when I think of that, I think of my history playing football. I think of my cousin who played for the Chicago Bears and the San Francisco 49ers. And I'll tell you what, these guys, these goats on the wall, right? The greatest of all time, they'll work for 3 years to take a half second off their 40. You know what I mean? They focus on the blocking and tackling. And that's what many agents just don't do. They just focus on the here and the now. They're reactive instead of proactive. And as a direct result, they achieve mediocre success. It's those people that really want to hone in and focus on the fundamentals. And that's why I have this behind me. It reminds my clients as we're on coaching sessions together during our Zoom meetings that it's really about mastering the fundamentals of business development. And while there's some advanced levels of fundamentals that must be mastered, there's also some basic levels of fundamentals that must be mastered, no doubt about that. And so this just reminds me that it's all about mastering the monotony, right? You just have to master the monotony. You have to grind through it day in and day out. See, in real estate sales, guys, we rent our success every single day. And that landlord comes for payment every single day. Now, that reminds me of an Icon maxim. It's just a simple phrase that kind of automatically shifts my mindset, right? And that is dream believer or dream buyer, and you choose.
Okay.
Meaning dream believers are always in abundance. Dan, everybody you know, everybody I know, they all have a dream, don't they? They all
absolutely
have a dream.
Yeah, and we all have dreams. Yep.
While dream believers are in abundance, dream buyers are rare. Every dream that you have, every dream that I have, it comes with a price tag. And are you willing to pay the price to obtain the dream? Now, for many of you, if you want more appointments, and I'm going to boil this down, I'm going to make it super simple. If you want more appointments, and I know you probably do, all you need to do is create more conversations, guys. That's it. Even a salesperson without a ton of skill, if they talk to enough people, they'll eventually find somebody who wants to do business with them, whether it's buy, sell, or invest in real estate, no doubt about that. So if you want more appointments, just create more conversations. By the way, if you want more contracts, you need more appointments. When's the last time you signed a contract without having an appointment, right? It happens. It's very rare, yet it does happen. It happened to me a few times, no doubt about that. Yet if you want more money, you need more contracts. If you want more contracts, you need more appointments. If you want more appointments, you just need to create more conversations, guys. That's it. And yeah, so today we're going to talk a lot about habit formation and, you know, really the one habit that I want you to become consciously aware of is the number of conversations you're creating every single day.
So I've once heard that, and I believe this, is that there's no problem in real estate sales that can't be solved with 20 conversations about real estate a day. Would you agree with that statement?
That's exactly right. I've got a client on the East Coast that went from like $2.5 million in sales volume per year up to over $80 million in sales volume per year because of consistency. And let me tell you what he did. His morning routine, he would show up at Starbucks about 6:30 every morning. He'd go up and talk to the barista and give him a $20 bill and say, the next person who comes through the line, or the next 20 people rather who come through the line, I just want you to deduct $1 from their bill. And then tell them that that's from me. I'm in real estate. If they have any questions, I'm sitting over here in the corner working on my emails. Okay. So even if they don't have a real estate need, they would at least come up and say, hey, thank you for the discount.
Sure.
Right? It was really kind of you. And then he could just simply ask the question, well, since you don't have a need right now, who do you know that's looking to buy a home, sell a house, or invest in real estate? And by doing that one thing consistently, $400 a month, you guys, how many of you are spending more than $400 a month on proactive lead generation, whether it's digital ads, Zillow, whatever, that maybe it's Sync or Boomtown or Chime or whatever you're doing, right? At $400 per month, the guy built his business. And it's such an easy way to make it happen because it's all about the number of conversations that you can create at the end of the day.
This goes back to that fundamentals that you mentioned previously, right? This is just the fundamentals. This is just blocking and tackling, just more conversations, right?
Just more conversations and having the mindset to make that happen. Yet there's four things that really impact our mindset, okay? Number one, it's our knowledge. You got to know what to do. You got to know how to do it, okay? Second is our skills. You got to know, you know, what to say and how to say it. And then third, it almost automatically transforms into a higher level of competence, leads to a higher level of confidence, and improves our mindset. And that's the third point. See, I think mindset is at least 90% of our success in real estate sales. And then the fourth is habits. And we're going to drill down on that today because F.M. Alexander said this. He said that people do not decide their future. They decide their habits.
Yeah.
And their habits decide their future.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly, right? So the challenge is that, and let's be honest, okay? Most people, they form habits subconsciously rather than consciously. For example, Dan, something happens, right? And we have a reaction and it produces a result. Now, by the time we're 20 years old, our mind has had so many exposures, we're on autopilot, man. And so the next time that something happens, well, we have the same reaction, don't we?
It's the same. Yeah, it's just something happens, boom, same reaction. Yeah.
And we brought that reaction to the point of what I call automaticity. And then sadly, we get the same result. And yet those of you who believe that in order to get to better, you must get to different, I want you to lean in on this next part of our conversation, okay? Because in the writing of the book, The One Thing, and I had the pleasure of collaborating with Gary Keller and Jay Papasan in the writing of that number one New York Times bestseller, 8.5 million copies sold. And I developed all the training curriculum on the back end of the success of that book, okay? We did a ton of research around habit formation. Now, many of us have heard that on average, it takes 21 days to form a habit. Dan, you ever heard that? 21 days?
Or 66, but go on. I know where you're going.
No, and I kind of bought into that, right? It's 21 days to form a habit. And then I would apply discipline to the activity for 21 days, 3 weeks, and it didn't stick. And I wondered, well, what's going on? So Megan Oten did a ton of research for us, right, Dan, around habit formation. She's at the University College of London in Australia. And with her research, she, as well as Charles Duhigg, the author of The Power of Habit, suggests that it takes on average 66 days. Now, on the low end, based on their test subjects, okay, It was 18 days. On the outside, it was 254 days to form that.
That's a long time.
Yet 66 days represented the average of all the groups. So here's the key: to identify an activity that's worth building a habit around, then apply 66 days of discipline to own the habit. Now, in Megan's research, she outlines an L-shaped graph, right? So imagine the vertical line is the amount of discipline required to sustain the activity as a habit, okay? And the horizontal line represents the amount of time that they tracked the progress toward habit formation. Now, as you could well imagine, the amount of discipline required to sustain an activity when you first start doing something is about as high as it would get. And Megan referenced that being 95% discipline, 5% habit, okay? Now, over time, you can imagine the curve of this graph, how it goes down and down and down in terms of the amount of discipline required. And what she was looking for is that point of what I now call automaticity, where when you show up to work, it's something you just do, right? And she referenced that being 95% habit, 5% discipline. And again, the average was 66 days. So I'm going to digress, Dan. I'm going to share a quick story. Some of you have heard this before. I tell it all the time because it is the greatest epiphany of my life, okay? Now, I was fortunate, and I'm really fortunate to get this epiphany at such an early age. I was 17 years old. A little backstory. My wife and I, we met when we were 12 years old in the seventh grade, and we started dating when we were 16, okay? Married at 21, had our first child at 28. Now we have three beautiful kids and 30 years of marriage under our belts, okay? And while it's not always been amazing, you know, it's had its peaks and valleys like everybody's relationship, right? We're 17 years old at this time in our life, and we decide we're going to go see a movie. And it's a Friday night, and I agreed I would drive, and we were going to take her older sister and her sister's new boyfriend. Never met this guy before. So I pull up to the house to pick these guys up, and this guy comes out of the house, Dan, and I got to tell you, this dude is like built, man. He's got like muscles on muscles. He's like a professional bodybuilder, body fat like 10%, right? Totally shredded. And I want to look like this guy. I mean, his biceps are bigger than my thighs at this point, right? So I'm 17 years old. I want to look like him. So I get to know him a little bit. His name's Paul, okay? And I said, Paul, how often do you go to the gym? He said, well, every day. I said, 7 days a week, like every day. He said, yeah, every day. I said, how long's your workout, Paul? He said, well, at least 2 hours. 2 hours every day, Paul. I said, dude, I'm 17 years old. I'm having a hard time getting to the gym, you know, 2-3 times a week, let alone every day for 2 hours. How do you do it? And Dan, this was the epiphany, man. This was the epiphany. He said, Sean, it's just something I do.
Mm.
Like, it's no big deal.
This is habit, right?
That's
what creates those muscles on muscles.
That's right. So it's part of his self-image, right? It's part of his personal paradigm. This is who Paul is. This is what Paul does. And Paul gets to look the way Paul looks, right? Now, what I did is I connected the dots to business and I said, okay, what must I do? Just do every day. And if I did that every single day, then my business could look amazing.
What'd you come up with, Sean? What were those things?
It was 20 conversations a day.
Hey, that was that. Right.
It was just building a time block schedule and then working the time block schedule.
If you're looking for No Broke Months, I invite you to join the 5-day challenge for free. Save your seat at 5daylistingchallenge.com. That's the number 5daylistingchallenge.com. You'll learn how to take listings in today's market without cold calling, door knocking, or begging. That's 5daylistingchallenge.com. We help real estate agents have no broke months.
Here's a mistake that I made, Dan, as I began into this thought of time blocking, right? Is that I attempted to time block every minute of the workday, literally.
Okay. Yeah.
I attempted to block everything. And while it's important to block, you know, things that are dollar productive, things that only you can do that are not dollar productive, and things that you're currently doing that you would love to delegate in the future, as well as, you know, personal time, things like that, like date nights. My wife and I have date nights every Thursday night. It's important to time block those activities. Yet here's what I've learned as I went through my evolution of development. Okay. And I love the name of your book, Real Estate Evolution. It's fantastic, man. So my evolution was I went from time blocking every minute of the day, seriously, to focusing only on the AM hours to time block the a.m. hours of the day. Then at 12 o'clock, it became whatever needed to happen. Right.
And that's when you have the most energy, when you're not relying on willpower. You've got the drive and the, you know, the awareness and the energy. And would you agree with that? That's what, well, let me ask you instead. Why the a.m. hours?
Well, it's been proven scientifically that, you know, our willpower is kind of like the willpower on our cell phones, right? Yeah. Or the battery power on our cell phones. Excuse me. Every night we plug those things in, right? Every morning you wake up and you look at it. Yep, it's 100%. Yet the more complicated the task that the phone is doing, like if Siri's giving you turn by turn directions to get to where you want to go, that battery is being depleted very, very quickly. And yet, just like the battery life on our cell phone, when our willpower is depleted, well, then we go back to our default settings.
Sure.
And I don't know about for you, Dan, but for me, the default setting was, I'll do that tomorrow.
I know this. When I'm in the morning, and I cannot tell you how often I book a follow-up call for the evening because I have the high energy at 10 a.m. I was like, yeah, I'll give you a call at 7 o'clock tonight. And by 6:55, I'm like, why did I do that?
Well, this is why, let's say you want to go on a diet. You want to shed a few pounds, right? So you're on a diet and you've had this exceptionally challenging day at work. Okay. You get home at, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock, you open up the pantry, man, you'll shove anything in your mouth that you see.
Of course.
I mean, because your willpower is completely depleted. And when your willpower is the highest is in the AM hours of the day. And that's when you're going to do the difficult work that needs to be done. So my input, just time block from say 8:30 in the morning. Of course, you're going to time block for things like exercise before that and all of that. And your family responsibilities. But as it relates to your work life, 8:30 to 9, I would recommend that you time block time for practice, okay, to improve your knowledge and your skills. And yet we must agree that practice isn't something we did, it's something we do to sharpen our skills, right? So then at 9 o'clock, you're going to do your lead follow-up. You're going to go for that low-hanging fruit, and you're going to do that, say, from 9 to 10. Then from 10 to 11, you're going to focus on proactive outreach. For sale by owners, expired listings, maybe circle prospecting, calling your sphere of influence, your past clients. Then at 11 o'clock, by the way, if you happen to be with EXP with me and you want to build that residual and that passive income, then I would suggest from 11 to 12, you're going to focus on your agent attraction. Because when you can attract an agent to EXP, they sell a house, you and your family are guaranteed to be paid. It's the most lucrative model that I've ever come across. It is given me absolute financial freedom. I don't worry about money. I don't stress about money thanks to that model. By the way, if you're interested in learning about that, Dan, are you with EXP?
I'm with EXP, my man.
Reach out to Dan. Seriously, right. Reach out to Dan. Have a conversation about the power of the EXP model and the exit strategy that is inherently baked into the platform. Because to me, there's no bigger opportunity out there. There's no doubt about that.
I want to just chime in there real quick, Sean, just to share with you and with the audience. I was with my previous company for 15 years at the, you know, at a pretty high level. And I've been with EXP now in 10 months. And I'm grateful that with my previous company, I have profit share. I'm really, really grateful for that. And within 10 months, I've far exceeded with my revenue share what I have with my profit share over 15 years at the highest level. Right. So that's just a perspective.
Yeah.
Right. And that's all I'm sharing. It's just a perspective, an objective perspective.
Yeah. Well, it's my humble opinion, and I've helped many people do this, that within 3 years' time, they can actually retire.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can see that with myself. I'm 10 months into it, and in 3 years, I can see that for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I could have retired at 14 months into it. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you like me. I'm never going to retire. I love what you're doing. I love helping.
I don't know what the heck that means, retire.
Right. Now, I love doing what I get to do because it doesn't feel like work. It really doesn't because, you know, watching my clients win is the most important thing to me. So, by the way, speaking of winning, I would encourage you to go to iconcoaching.com and just go to the resources tab. There's a ton of free downloadable material there for you. From scripts, dialogues, objection handlers, business planning templates. I mean, all kinds of things that are right at your fingertips. And all you have to do is go to iconcoaching.com. It's all free. And what we want to do is we just want to help you get from where you're at today to where you want to be in the future. We got group coaching programs, roundtable coaching. We got one-on-one coaching options every other week or weekly. And guys, we will help you. All of our clients are just killing it. And we want to watch you kill it. That's where I find my fulfillment. In fact, Dan, That is my why.
I love it.
That's what gets me out of bed every day. That's what makes me go to work every day because, you know, thanks to eXp, thanks to other financial decisions I've made in my past, I really don't have that financial need anymore. And that was one of the biggest struggles that I had to go through is that when I didn't have a financial need, because that's what always drove me and motivated me, that was my why to provide for my family at the highest level possible. And now that we don't have that anymore, you have to find that core need. What is it that you find the most fulfillment in? Where do you find the most value as just a human being? And when you discover the why, and I love the quote from Mark Twain, he said, "Now the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why."
Yeah.
And that why is the fuel in the tank, guys. It's going to get you across the finish line. And, you know, part of that is, well, first discover the why. As Simon Sinek said, in the golden circle, right, where we as leaders, and we're all leaders in our own right, we're leading our clients to achieving their real estate goals every day. We're leading ourselves to production. We're leading our family members to make the right decisions day in and day out, right? So we're all leaders. Let's agree on that. And yet we as leaders, there's really three questions that we generally ask ourselves, especially around this time of year. We're at the first of the year and you're planning for 2023. And those questions often are outside in. Like we get together with maybe our significant other, we get together with our team, or we just sit down all by ourselves and we ask ourselves first, okay, what am I going to do this year? Okay, so here's
or what do I want this year? And then what am I going to do? Even a circle outside of that, right? Like how many transactions do I want to close, for example?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. What do I want? How many transactions? What's my GCI? What's my total sales volume? All of those type of questions are what type questions, right? So we start with the what, then we immediately shift to the how.
Yeah.
Okay, so how am I going to do it? Am I going to engage with Sync or Chime, or am I going to engage with Zillow Flex? What is it that I'm going to do, right? Or how am I going to do it? So we start with the what am I going to do? How am I going to do it? And then oftentimes we never get to the core of it, right? It's why? Like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Here's how I'm going to do it. Forget the why, right? Forget the why. It's Simon Sinek, and I think it's just brilliant, his teaching, his books. Start with why. See, the why is the fuel in the tank, okay? Start with why, and the what and the how, it simply shows up. When the why is powerful enough, the what and how show up, simply put. See, when I think of that, I think of like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He didn't, you know, pull everybody together and say, here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to do it.
Here's why. Yeah.
Here's why we're doing it. All you had to do is listen to I Have the Dream speech, right? Or I Have a Dream speech. And you understood the why. And it happened to resonate with everybody else's why. The what and the how, it simply showed up, undoubtedly. Like if I had a board, Dan, that was say 500 feet long, okay? It's five times the width of a normal balance beam. It's thick enough to support your weight. And it's 6 inches up off the ground. And you're clear down at the other end of the board. And I scream over to you, Dan, hey, Dan, if you could walk across this board, don't fall off either side. I'll give you $10,000 in cash. Of course you'd do it.
Sure. Why not?
In the circumstance, right? And you go from one 20-story building rooftop to another 20-story building rooftop. You're on the other, right? And I shout over to you, come on, Dan, walk across this. Don't fall off either side. I'll give you 10 grand.
Only if you got my baby on the other side.
You know right. Where I'm going, right? So change the circumstance again. You're on one building rooftop. You're all alone. Nobody else around. And on the other building rooftop is your two-year-old child.
Yeah.
And that building's on fire.
Oh, in a second. Yeah.
You wouldn't even think about it. See, when the why is powerful enough, the how, the what, it simply shows up. I don't care if you have to get on your stomach and just inch across that thing. You'll figure it out.
And I would. If I had to. I'm telling you, I would.
Undoubtedly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would be on my stomach too. I can't spend nights, man. Good stuff. All right. So as it relates to habit formation, guys, 66 days of applied discipline, and you'll own that activity as a habit. You show up to work, and it becomes something that you just do. Now, what we do in business today, it doesn't show up tomorrow, does it?
It takes a long time. Yeah. Particularly in real estate sales.
No doubt. Yet 20 live conversations a day, guys. I promise you, in 90 days' time, your business, your life will look and feel completely different. Your bank account balance is going to look and feel completely different. So that is the one habit that I would encourage you to apply discipline toward.
Hello, No Broke Months podcast listener. This is Dan Roshan. I just want to take a moment of my time to thank you for being a listener to the show. And because of you and others, we've just passed 250,000 downloads of the show. And I am so freaking excited. Yet, I want to help more real estate agents have no broke months. And I'm asking for you, if you're receiving value from this show and you think a colleague, a real estate agent, somebody who you know might also receive value, spread the love, spread the word, let them know about the show. Because my mission is to be able to help agents have no broke months because no agent ever should. So thank you for your time. Like, subscribe, and spread the word.
So, see, it's not about being disciplined in all things in real estate sales. If you think about it, there's probably 1,000 things you could be doing right now. It's discipline in just a handful of things, just 5 things, in fact. It's practice, something we do. It's not something we did, right? We're going to improve our competence and our confidence through this process. And if you're the best salesperson with the best sales skills, you're going to earn the business 99% of the time, right? Okay. Second, it's lead generation. To proactively do your outreach. And that's where we help people identify, you know, their dominant behavior and what is the strategy, the tactic, the modality of which they're going to generate more leads. Okay. Then beyond lead generation, it's lead follow-up and conversion. And we've got a proprietary 7-step formula to lead conversion that is, no kidding, helps people increase their lead conversion by 400% when you follow this scripting, this dialogue. It's a system in and of itself. Now, a system to me is a standardized process that produces a consistent and predictable result, right? So you do it the same way each and every time, modified only for the dominant behavior style of your candidate or prospect, and you're going to get that consistency within your business. Now, beyond, you know, practice, lead generation, lead follow-up, then it's going on appointments and negotiating contracts. Those are the only 5 things that are going to move the needle for your production and your bank account balance. Okay, so it's those of you who have figured out how to give an inordinate amount of your time to those 5 things. Most agents, they give 5% of their time to those 5 things, right?
Yeah, if that.
And yet, if you could give 80% of your time to the 20% work, and I'm talking about Pareto's principle here, right? Where 20% of our actions and effort in real estate sales will yield at least 80% of our results. It's just those 5 things. So to form habits around those 5 things is the critical element. Now, my input, the first 3 things, practice, lead gen, lead follow-up, those are AM activities. So you do that first thing in the morning, 8:30 to 12 o'clock. You don't attend home inspections. You don't attend closings, not before noon. You don't show property. You don't go on listing presentations, not before noon. And then at 12 o'clock, it becomes about everything else. Now, if you could simply time block 8:30 to 12, you focus on practice, lead gen, lead follow-up. At 12 o'clock, I don't give a shit what you do. Seriously.
Everything else works itself out. Yeah.
Yeah. You go home and sit on the couch, binge watch Netflix. I don't care. Yet here's the simple truth. You won't have time.
Yeah. Because you'll be servicing your clients. You'll be going on appointments. You'll be getting hired and you'll be negotiating.
That's exactly right, Dan. That's exactly right.
Let me make sure. Let me sum this up, Sean. Here's what I heard you say today. I heard you say that it's all about the fundamentals, the habits. The habits being 5 activities, rather, which is scripture, role play, lead generate, convert to leads to meet with you, attend the appointments to get hired and to negotiate. The most critical activity is the 20 conversations a day. You do that when you have the energy in the morning. And then when you do that 5 days a week, your life will be on fire. Your business will be on fire.
Yeah. So,
and wrap around all that the why to keep you in action, because if your why is big enough, you'll always come up with the how and the what to do. Am I following you on this?
Yes. Yes. And then we're talking about the I do it phase of business development right now.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah. And then you're going to recruit, you're going to select, train.
We're going to shift into the we do it phase, which requires a totally different approach, no doubt about that. Yeah. And then from the we do it phase, we can ultimately step over that line to the they do it phase.
Sure. IconCoaching.com. And Sean Kokosa, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you and your time. And I really love your heart and your energy and your care for the agent marketplace and for business in general. So thank you, Sean.
That's my pleasure, man. I just want to see everybody winning. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to the No Broke Months podcast today. Until the next show, I invite for you to be grateful, make good choices, help someone, have the best day of your life, and go find a listing!
I'm a seasoned agent, but I've certainly had some months with no business and some cash flow issues. Dan's opened my eyes to a lot of things and taught me things that I just haven't been able to get anywhere else. So learning his methodologies has been really helpful to me in my life and, very importantly, in my business.